more things towards the beginning of the daf, because the second part of the daf really just goes. It's really all one big discussion. It's one big explanation of the brisa. We're just going to go through it. There's more to say in the beginning, really the first piece of our gemara. So I'll try to say that as quickly as possible. Is this one?
Yeah.
This one? We're good? Okay. Maskev l'Rav Kahana mi hechmetz. Is it true that Daryavish went off the derech? Daryavish was hechmetz. He became bad later on. V'haksiv, the pasuk says, Mahashchan u'bnei teren v'dirchen v'imrin l'olun le'elo shmaya chintin melech chamar mishach k'mar mekahanaya d'birushalayim l'hu misyoiv lehem yoim v'yoim d'ilo sholu. He said the following. He said, all of the cattle, rams, sheep, that are brought to the Rabbana Shalalam, all of the flour, salt, wine, and oil that the Kohenim request should be given to them without delay. Sounds good. Sounds like a good guy. Supporting the Yidden and doing the Ravoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar l'Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said back to Rav Kahana, Rebbe, Matoncha, look at what you're carrying. You brought in this pasuk. Well, look at what it says afterwards. Dilahon ma hakrevin nihoichin leloshmayo umatzlan lechay malko ubenoi. That with these karbanis they'll be able to bring the karbanis to the Rabbana Shlalim leloshmayo umatzlan, and they daven lechay malko ubenoi for the well being of the life of the king and his son. So we see that he had a personal motive in supporting the Beis HaMikdash, because when the Yidden would do the Ravoida, they would daven l'chai malku b'noi. They would daven for the life, for the well-being of the king and his son. So it wasn't he wasn't so kosher. Gemara asks, so we see it was hechmetz, it wasn't the right thing to do. Man de'yavet hochi lov mal yusihi. So we say somebody who does that, that's not good. It's not a good thing because he donated so much to the Beis HaMikdash, but he did it with a personal motive for his personal gain, that they should daven for the well-being of himself and his child. Does that make it a bad thing? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa. Ha'omer, sela zula tztaka. Bishvil sheyichyu b'ni, bishvil she'ezke bo l'chayel m'habo. Hareza tzadik gomor. We say that somebody who gives it, one who says, I'm giving this sela, I'm giving this coin to tztaka, in order that my son should live, his son was sick, and he's giving tzedaka for him to have a refuah. U'bishvil she'ezke bo l'chayel m'habo, and that I should merit with this mitzvah, Chayalam Haba, life in the world to come, or is it Tzadik Gomor? He's a Tzadik Gomor. So even though he has a personal motive and an expressed personal motive in doing it, he's still a Tzadik. So what are we saying? That because Daryavish donated so much to the Beis HaMikdash, but it was for, they should daven l'chayim ha'ku b'noyi, that all of a sudden he was hechmetz. It's not a good thing. Answers the Gemara, L'kashya kan b'Yisrael kan b'v'kochavim. That's only true by Yidden. By Jewish people, when they do a mitzvah, even if they do it kidei, in order that sheyichyu b'ni, she'ezke l'chayim habo, it's still tzadik gomor. But by a non-Jew, b'v'kochavim, there, it's already hechmetz. It's already it already shows that they're not in the right place. It's already not considered a mitzvah. What's going on? Why is it different? Now, the difference is there's two ways to understand it. One idea is by the Jewish people. So the Mefarshim explained two ways. The Sfarim explained two ways. One idea is that Yidden Be'etzim always want to do the mitzvahs. We say that if a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, so you beat him until he says, I want to do it. He doesn't want to give a get, even if he has rotzani. He wants to do it. How can you do it? Isn't he still an onus in doing it? So the Rambam says, because every Jew really wants to do the mitzvah, just the as a Yitzhara. So when you beat down the person till his true rutzin comes out, he be'etzim wants to do the mitzvah. So to hear, underlying this ulterior motive is a true will to really do the will of the Rabbana Shalom. He really wants to do the mitzvah underneath it all. Oh, there's this motive layering on top. Well, if you took that away, there's still a mitzvah there underneath. Maybe he's doing that as a motivation, whatever. Maybe even subconsciously, there's such a rutzin. So by a yid, that's still a mitzvah. By the goy, there's only the ulterior motive. There's no mitzvah underneath. There's no will, be'etzim, to do the will of the Rabbana Shalom. The Yitav Lev says a little different. The Yitav Lev says the idea is that the good, the well-being of the Jewish people is also a priority of the Rabbana Shalom. We say, Yisrael, in us, us doing Avodas Hashem, we want general Hatzlacha. That Hatzlacha of the Jewish people is part of the Hatzlacha of Avodas Hashem in the world. So our priorities are his priorities. And therefore, it's not necessarily outside of the mitzvah for us to have this kavana. Tosus brings up an interesting point. Tosus says that what about the Mishnah and Avos? It says, don't be like a servant who serves the other, who serves the master to receive a reward. Right? We say that in Avos. So he says the following, and this is really how Rashi explains our Gemara, that by the Jewish people, when they do a mitzvah, even if that other ulterior motive doesn't come about, it doesn't happen, the child, the Nebuch, doesn't get better, they won't regret having done the mitzvah. Because every Jew recognizes the value of doing a mitzvah. I want this to happen. This should be a zuchus. But if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to regret having done it initially. The goyim, since their whole point is the motive, their whole intention is the motive, it goes together with what we said before, the whole intention is the motive. If it doesn't work out, they'll regret even having donated the money. That's the idea. They'll back out on the whole thing. They'll be toya al rishonis. They'll regret their original action. And that, says Tosos, that's what that Mishnah is talking about when it says, Misham shenes rav manas l'kabal pras, it means that the whole reason of doing this mitzvah, your whole input, is for the product, is for the motive that something good should happen for you coming out of it. And if not, you would regret it. This is, therefore, our case of the Yisrael, who wouldn't regret it. That's not included in toya al rishonis. There's an interesting idea here when we say tzedakah. I want to give tzedakah manas shiyach yibini. A few things we're going to point out really quick. One idea is, why does he say shiyach yibini? One idea is because we say tzedakah matzah tatzah mamavis. So if you want to give somebody your food, you give tzedakah. What's pshat in tzedakah tatzah mamavis? Just to throw it out there. So the Ura Meir says, Wolf Kitzer says, in his Drosh L'Rosh Hashanah, he says, if you take the word mace and you put the word tenu, to give, nasan titen lo, as the mitzvah says by tzedakah, in between the letters of mace, you split the mem from the tuf, with tenu, you get matanis. So when you give matanis lev yoinim, when you give tzedakah, that's tatsa mamavis. You took away that serif of mace, that word of mace, through the tenu, through the nasan titen lo, you made it into a mitzvah of tzedakah, and you're matzah mamavis. That's pshat, that's the idea we find here of tzedakah kadesha yichya b'ni. Okay, another point is, why do we say that some want to say, is it dafke tzedakah, or is it by any mitzvah? That if you have an alternative motive, that it works out. So really, it would be dependent on the Ramah. The Ramah brings the Reish Mem Zayin, a machlokes, in a Sif Dalid, of when we say, aser to aser bishvil shit tisasher, right? We say you should give maisris in order to become rich. Ubechanuni na bezois, the Pasuk says, with this you can test me. You can never test the Rabbanah Shalom on mitzvahs. You work, trust things will work out, and if it doesn't, it's really just working out. But by Meiser, on profit, you will not become impoverished by giving Meiser. You can test me on this. So the question is this a specific halacha by tzedakah and Meiseris, or is it by everything? So the Ramah brings a machlokas of whether that's true by Meiser Kasaf. Am I giving Meiser money? I'm giving away my Meiser money. I feel like sometimes that's a big check. I feel like I'm losing. Well, do I have this haftacha? Do I have this promise that money's going to come back to me and that ultimately I'll profit? Is that, do I have that, or does that only apply to agricultural terms and maestris? That's a discussion. If you learn that it applies as well to tzedakah, maestr kasafim, then you could learn our Mishnah, I'm sorry, you could learn this statement here of this brisa of tzedakah bishvosh kadeshiyas kibini, kadeshiyas kibini, as being specific to tzedakah, specific to, again, maestr kasafim, that inyan. Okay, another pshat, and then we're going to finish. Another pshat here is the chidah. The chidah says, brought in the Yaakov Mefarshim, again, answering the question of why is it different. What we see, Altiya Eved, Hamashamish Asarav, Manas Lakabal Pras, the chidah says that this is only true by mitzvahs that the intention is to benefit somebody else. It's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro with the intention to benefit somebody else. So then it makes sense, because who cares what my motive was? Ultimately, it got done. What had to get done, got done. I had to benefit somebody else. That benefit was incurred by the other person. The person received that benefit. Tzedakah. So I have my motives. It doesn't matter. It doesn't take away from the mitzvah. But a mitzvah that's not intended to benefit somebody else, it's just you between the Rabbanah Shalom, it's much more sensitive. And then in that type of mitzvah, an ulterior motive would take away. That's the Chidah's klal. Rashi here says, Arezat Tzadik Gomor, and then we're going to finish and keep going. Rashi says, Arezat Tzadik Gomor, that he's a Tzadik Gomor. If he says, Rashi says an interesting word, and you have to speak this out. He says, Im rogel b'kach, if he's rogel in it. If he regularly, it's an ongoing event, it's continuous, that he's constantly giving this tzedakah. And Rashi Pesachim doesn't say that, he explains it differently on Daf Ches. What does Rashi mean in Rogel Bekach? Only if he continuously gives it, then the fact that he's giving it, Kadesh Yech Yevani, or he continues to give tzedakah, whatever it might be, then we see Areza Tzadik Gomor, otherwise we wouldn't. What's pshat? So I'm going to say real quick, and then we're going to continue, don't worry. The Eretz Tzvi is a tshuva about how can the Hasidic Rebbes, some of them, even nowadays, some of them do, the skull under them, and the Shavar, some do, daven way past Ma'an Tefila. How can they do it? So he gives different reasons, but he starts off with the following. He says, we say Avera Guerrera's Avera. How do you know if something's a wrong thing to do or a right thing to do? You see later on what that person does. If, what's the outcome? If it's a downward slope as a result, or following that, then you see it was the wrong thing to do. Avera Guerrera's Avera. So he says, but if everything else that person does, if somebody does something somewhat questionable, and everything else that person does is, you know, B'mayel Sechassidus V'chulu, then you know that there's nothing wrong with it. It must be that, and whatever it was, wasn't the wrong thing to do. And if he says, you see by the Rebbe's, that this is not the wrong thing to do, because we don't find the Avera Guerrera Savera. So to hear, this person did this mitzvah, Kadesh Yizkibani. How do I know where he's holding with it? How do I know if it's a mitzvah or not? Is he really doing the mitzvah properly or not? Well, we have a klal of mitzvah, Guerrera's mitzvah. A mitzvah would follow another mitzvah. So if he's Rogyo Bakach, if from giving this tzedakah follows more tzedakah, more giving tzedakah, then we have a klal of mitzvah, gerus mitzvah. You see, you raise that tzedak gomor. But if it's a one-time shot, then we don't have that klal. It's not so clear. That's why I think Rashi adds in Rogel Bekach. We'll leave it at that. Let's continue. V'boy Seima, where else do we see? So we say that kavana alone, giving it for personal motives, that was considered hechmetz. Because again, we add now V'boy Seima as a second reason, a second source. Manalan to Echmitz, how do we know it was Echmitz? How do we know that their Yavish later on became bad? The Chesiv, as the Pasuk says, Nidvachim di Evan Galat Lassib, Nidvach di O Chodos. When he instructed the building of the Beis HaMikdash, he said to build three layers of stone and one layer of wood. It would be three stone, one wood, as far as the layers of the building. So, Venafka Sami Beis Malka, and the expenses will be paid from the king's house. They'll be given from the king's house. Lamale the Avad Hachi, why did he instruct the Beis HaMikdash to be built like this? Because Savar Imardu Biyudai Eklaya Benura. Because he thought that in case the Jews rebel against me, I'll be able to burn it down. I'll be able to burn down the Beis HaMikdash. So he built the Beis HaMikdash with the intention to ultimately burn it. So we see that he was Echmetz. Okay. The Gemara asks that Atu Shlomo Lavad Hachi, didn't Shlomo do this as well? The Pasuk says, by Shlomo, there were three levels of stone, cut out stone, and one level of cut out wood. So we answer that Shlomo, it was clear that in the way that he built it, that the Yavish did this with the intention to burn it down. He didn't build it normally, like Shlomo built it. Shlomo just built the level of wood. He built it in normal fashion. The Yavish withheld certain normal building standards to have it that it should be available to burn down in that way. And we'll see the following. Shlomo Avad Melamayla V'Yu Avad Melamata. Shlomo made the layer of wood on top. So it would be three levels of stone and then one level of wood. Daryavish made it on the bottom, the level of wood on the bottom, then three levels of stone in order that it should be able to be burned from the ground up, totally from the foundation, should be able to be burned. Shlomo Shakib Binyona, Ila Shakib Binyona. Shlomo had the wood impressioned also into the actual building. It wasn't protruding. By Daryavish, the wood itself was not impressioned in the building, it was protruding, therefore making it easier to burn. Shlomo Sadi Basida, Ila Sadi Basida. And Shlomo patched it up with Sid. Sid is generally translated as lime, I think. He patched it up with a lime, with a Sid. And Ila Sadi Basida, he plastered it, and he didn't plaster it. Why didn't he plaster it? Because it would be easier to burn. Again, this idea. Normally you would be Sad Basid. You would solidify the building, and Shlomo Melech did, Daryavish didn't. So that was where it was Echmetz. Another answer of where do we know that the Yavish was Echmetz? Amar Rav Yosef, V'Seimer Rebbe Yitzchak. How do we know it was Echmetz? How do we know that later on the Yavish went bad? Mahacha from this Pasuk. V'Yomeli HaMelech, Nehemia says this when the Melech told him, the Yavish told him to go back there to Israel. V'Yomeli HaMelech, V'Hashega Yosheves Etzloi. The Melech told me while the Shegel was sitting next to him. My Shegel, what's the Shegel? Shegel usually, in general, is a term for marital relations. That's generally what that means. Amar Rabba Bar Lema says, Bar Lema Mishmei the Rav Kalbasa. It was a Kalbasa. It was a female dog, which means that he was having relations with the female dog. Elameyata. So we see that was Echmetz. That's an Isser by B'nei Noach. That would be Aser. Elameyata. Hadechsev. So we want to translate Shega was a female dog. Good. That's our answer. Is where was Hechmetz? Elamiyato Hadechsev. But then how do we answer the pasuk? The Amar Shemai. He's from Amto. Olamiyona Dibese Hitiv Kadamach. Miyato Ravenecho Shigalasoch Vulchnasoch Chamer Shosian Behon. Daniel rebukes Balshatzar on the averes he did. He tells him that you have been miskaya. You've raised yourself over the Rabbanah Shalom. You've been haughty against the Rabbanah Shalom, and you've used the Kalim, the Manaya, the Beis, the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash she brought before you. You and your nobles, your Shegel, and your concubines, the Luchanasach, you drank wine out of them. V'ishagul kabasa, he kabasa bas mishtaya, chamer he. If it's a dog, dogs drink wine. I don't know. Maybe you talk to a dog lover. They give kiddush to the dog. I don't know. I don't know. Dogs drink wine. We say, holo kasha. It's not kasha. The malfalev shasya. They trained it to drink wine, not a kasha. It's a domesticated dog, and they trained it to do it. Elameyata. So fine, so that's not a problem. We could translate in that pasuk shegel as kalpas as well as a female dog. Elameyata, but what about the following pasuk? Dechsiv, benos malachim, bikara secho, natsva shegel yeminchu, bekesim oifir. Pasuk in Tehillim, this is a discussion whether it goes on the Mashiach or it goes on the Tamid Chum al-Asid, but basically it says that the princesses will be your visitors, natsva shegel yeminchu, the shegel will stand to your right, bekesim oifir, in a beautiful jewelry of oifir. If Shegel is a female dog, what is he telling them? Right, we're trying to show the glory and splendor of Tamir Chum La'asid and Mashiach. The Shegel will stand by his right. But what does that mean if it's a female dog? Again, Navi, we're saying, because again, this is La'asid. So even though it's David Melech, Lavdavka was he a Navi, but David Melech is talking La'asid. Hachi Ka'omar, this means to say. It means to say that with the reward that Torah was chaviv to Klal Yisrael, kishegel of dekochavim like shegel, which again could be female dog, as we mean, or we could be referring to the general meaning of marital relations, as it is by goyim. Goyim's love for this dog, or for relations in general, you have to know the Mepharshim explained in the ways. Zechisem lekesem oifer. For your love of Torah being that equivalent, you're a zeichel lekesem oifer to an adornment, to a jewelry of oifer. Okay. Now, what's pshat there? The female dog. So if you look at the Ramban, I think it's the Ramban Vakadosh to you, the Ramban says how a person comes to Mishkav Zachar and comes to all these weird things. It explains a lot of, you know, liberal America nowadays, that you start off Marbe B'Taivas, and then it goes further. B'Taivas, it doesn't stop. Pesach HaTas Rovetz, it doesn't stop. And then this, and then this, and then this. So too, until it gets Meshuna. It gets Shluk Adere Chateva. So too, a person, when his love for Torah, you start off with the Daf a little bit, you start off here a little bit, then you get a little more, then you get a little more, until it gets, at some point it gets Meshuga. As we say, Be'avasa Tishge Tamid. You have to get Meshuga with it. And the love of Torah, Tishge Tamid. Right? You can't just be in the dafyomi. You have to be thinking about it while working. It should be distracting you. You're not able to keep up with things. That's a good sign. That's the Be'avasa Tishge Tamid. That's one idea. Another point I want to bring out is that the first mitzvah of the Torah is Peruvu. And the second, going with more, it's just general matter relations. The first mitzvah of the Torah is Peruvu. The last mitzvah of the Torah is Kesiva Sefer Torah. And there's a connection. Why is Kesiva Sefer Torah the last mitzvah? Peruvu the first mitzvah. Yalkut Me'am Lois and Bereishis discusses that a little bit. If anyone wants to go into that, it's a common sefer. Okay. Big discussion. But you see that connection. And we say, Kihia Yalas Achavim Yalas Chain. Right? Okay. V'boys Ema. Or you could say the following. Leolam Shego Malkas. He really Shego was a queen. Right? And that would be the Peshat in the Pasuk. The queen stands to your right. Okay. In general, Shego means a queen. Rabbi Bar Lema Gamara Gamirla. Rabbi Bar Lema had a Masara that in this Pasuk by Nehemiah of Daryavish, it meant this female dog. So then why do we call it a queen? If the term normally means queen, is referring to the female dog as a queen. Why do you call it a queen? Shayasachiva loved the Shego because he loved it, was beloved to him like a wife. Inami Shehu Shiva B'makom Shego, or because he sat it in the place of the queen, i.e. to his right, as the Marsha speaks. Actually, the Pasuk says, Natsva Shego Yemincha. Your wife sits to your right. Okay. Now we know, point out, Natsva Shego Yemincha, the V'yagid Yaakov, Varan Taub brings down in Sefer on Tehillim, Kosin Yikai Pe'er, the V'yagid Yaakov, the Papa Rav says, now, why does the kala stand to the right of the chasin under the chuppah? Nuts v'shegel yemincha. The queen stands to your right. Sofei tevis, the last letter of each word is hey, lamed, chaf, kala. So the kala stands to the right of the chasin because of nuts v'shegel yemincha. Ayin shami has a pshat there. The yemin is Torah, nasa isha, v'achakach liyom v'tayra, v'chulu. Iboy is ema, or you could say, manalan de echmetz. How do we know that he went off the derech? Mahachat, kesef kikarin meyavad, chintin kurin meyavad, chamar batin meyavad, batin meshach meyav. Melach tilo kosov. He says the following. Later on, Dayavish gives instructions as to how much to give to the Beis Hamikdash. 100 kikaren of Again, these are measurements, 100 kikaren of silver, 100 kuren of chitin, of wheat, batin, another measurement of wine, 100 batin of wine, and of oil, and an unlimited amount of salt. So, however, we see Meikara below Kitsusa, Bahash to the Kitsusa. Initially, we brought this pasuk when he wanted to say, give everything they ask to the Beis HaMikdash at the top of the Amid, right? Give whatever they want with no limit, without a Kitsusa. Bahash to the Kitsusa, and later when he limited it, he put a restriction on it, this is how much. We say that doesn't really show he went bad, because with the Meikara, Lohava Kimele Bikitsusa, Lamechaver, the Kedushin Meikara. Initially, he didn't really understand what was the limit. He didn't know. He's never been in the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't know what to do. So he said, give him whatever they asked for. What's he knew what they asked for? And it got down to what was the normal. Purchase. So there he supplied that amount. So we answer Elamech Haverti Kedushinina Mikar. The answers must be Kedushinina Mikar, like we answered initially as to where it was Achmet. So we have basically three answers. One is that he gave to the Beis HaMikdash on condition, because we say Nibo Yisema there, so it has to be that that's an answer. That I would think. That he gave to the Beis HaMikdash only on condition Kedesh Yechia Bini. So we see that's not, Kosher doesn't do that by a Goy. So we already see that he was off a little bit. The other answer is that he built the Beis HaMikdash in a way that it could be burned down, because he added that layer of wood in an unusual manner, facilitating its being burnt down, or at least showing the intention to burn it down. And therefore, we show that he wasn't totally L'shem Shemayim. And we also see that the other answer would be Kalbasa, that he was having relations with a female dog. That'd be the other idea. Now, we see by the Goyim, it's all black and white. This idea, these things are so bad. I mean, running the Beis HaMikdash, the intention, at least he built it. B'deishi is kibani, that's so bad. We see by the Goyim, it's all black, it's much more black and white. By the Yidden, there's much more room for gray. Okay, let's continue. V'l'regolim, and it's, and Rosh Hashanah l'regolim. Okay, v'l'regolim is the other one. So that's Malachim, and we're finished. V'l'regolim, Ech b'nissen is Rosh Hashanah l'regolim. We answer regolim be'ech b'nissen who? The regolim is, the Rosh Hashanah regolim is on the first of Nissan. There's no regol on the first of Nissan. V'chemisha is b'nissen who? It's on the 15th of Nissan. Amar Rav Chista, regol shebo Rosh Hashanah l'regolim. Rav Chista answers that the regol of Nissan, the regol in Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah of the regolim. So, nafkemina l'noida l'mekim alei b'bata acher. And the nafkamina of this, again, we asked Malachim, Lamai Hilchasam, he said, Shtaris, what's the halacha here? The halacha here is that for Bata Acher, when you make a promise, when you owe something to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, you have till three regalim to bring it. And we'll discuss that in a second. We're going to deal with that in a second. I want to point out that this, our understanding, we said, Echa benissen Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. Well, she said, no, it means, we said, that's not the regal. The regal's on the 15th. So we answered that that's the Rosh Hashanah of the regalim. It's the first of the regalim in the order of being over on Bata Acher, of your requirement to bring your dues to the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll discuss what that means, and that's going to be the remainder of our daf today, what that means. But I want to point out that that's very different than the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, this day is the Rosh Hashanah, meaning I have a certain amount of items. I have to categorize them by the year, right? These sort of items go by this year, whether it be by Maestris, whether it be whatever it might be. These will go by this year, these will go by this year, these will go by this year. But it's covering the entire year, and at what point do I file away that 12-month period's, behemoth for Maestris Behema, these are one category of Maestris Behema, these are one category for Trumas for Maestris, whatever. At what point do I do that? Here we're saying Regal is just a Seder. Which of the three regalim is coming first? Where do I start in being over on Bata Acher from which regal? So we say it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. That's the order of Bata Acher, but it's not a yearly cycle. So it's not covering the period of the entire year or items of the entire year. So the Rishash, Taka learns it differently like this. And this becomes a little problematic later on to uphold the Rishash, but the Rishash learns that we know in a year's cycle there are three regalim. That's the way he says the Gemara means. We know that there are three regalim within the yearly cycle. So we're asking, at what point in the 12-month period can I file away? Those were the three regalim of 1 year, and now we're beginning the cycle of three of the next year. And he says, if you go Echad B'Nissan to Echad B'Nissan, you'll have the three regalim cycle within 1 year. So the yearly three regalim cycle starts in Nissan. Therefore, we're calling the Rosh Hashanah regalim Echad B'Nissan. And then it still keeps that it's really Echad B'Nissan. And it kind of works out. It's very nice. That pshat in the Rishash, we'll see it becomes a little problematic later on. One thing that should be buzzing in our minds coming out of a Pesach, we say in the Haggadah, V'higatel bincha yochum Rosh Chodesh. You might think from Rosh Chodesh. We say, Tamalama b'yamahu. It's the 14th, but we're 15th, right? Why do we think Rosh Chodesh? Why are we calling Rosh Hashanah l'regalim of Tesvav on Rosh Chodesh, on Echad b'nissan? I would think that's connected. I don't know how really it's because it says Echodesh Hazalachem and then goes into, after Echodesh Hazalachem, the avoda of Pesach and Chagamatzis v'chulu, but even the Chumash, why does it do that? There has to be some connection related to that. I don't know, just to throw that out. Let's keep going. Rabbi Shimoni. So the nafkamina of this is Bata Acher, that the regal of Nissan is the first of this, the order of the cycle of three regalim for the purposes of Bata Acher, and we'll be going in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds this, that Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos is the order of the Moedim for the purpose of Bata Acher. Netanya, we learn in the Brisa, Echad Anoda V'Echad HaMakdash V'Echad HaMarech. Anybody who designates a certain amount of money for the Beis HaMikdash, whether they said, Noida Harei Alai to bring this, or they said they were Makdash something to make the actual object in the ownership of, monetary ownership of Hekdash, or they were Marech, as we'll learn in this week's Parsha. He wants to go in Charamim, Haracha, last second half of this week's Parsha really goes into all this, what it really is. V'Echad HaMarech, and one who's marich, one who says that that I'm taking upon myself the equivalent monetary value that the Torah puts on me to donate, if I want to accept it. The Torah gives suggested donations. If I want to do that for my value, I would give that. Whatever. Again, these are monetary values, monetary dues that are accepted upon a person to give to the Beis HaMikdash. How long does he have to give it before he's over on a losa, say, of Bata Acher, to not push off, to not delay one's promise? The fulfillment of one's promise, which is a losa say. So kimech abrul of gimel regalim of bata acher. The Tanakhama says in this brisa that once you go through three regalim from whenever you made it in any order, you pass through three regalim. And again, we really focus on the regalim because that's when everyone came to the Yerushalayim to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So the chiv to give was really based on the regalim when you would come. So when you pass through you miss three opportunities. If the three regalim, then you're out. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gimel Regalim Kesidrin. There has to be three regalim in an order. It's a cycle. It has to be the Chagamatzis Tchila, beginning with Pesach. So it has to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. If you pass through that cycle and you didn't fulfill this monetary due, then you're over and about to Acher. Then you pushed off, you delayed the fulfillment of your promise. V'kenai Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai also says this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that regalim pa'amim gimel pa'amim dal pa'amim chamisha. That sometimes you'll find about the Acher of the Regalim will be three Regalim, four Regalim, or five Regalim. Ketzad, how does this work? Not a Lifnei Pesach Gimel. If you made the Nedar before Pesach, then he has three. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Lifnei Atzeres, if you made it before Shavuos Chamisha, he has five. Because if you have Shavuos Sukkos, then Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Because again, you have to go through the cycle in order of Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So if you made the Nedar between Pesach and Shavuos, he has five Regalim. We say, Lifnei Achag Arba. If they made it before Sukkos, it would be four, because it would be Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Okay. So that's the meaning of our Mishnah, is that the Rosh Hashanah Regalim for purposes of Bata Acher. Tana Rabbanan. Chayvei Adomin V'Ha'erichin. Those who owe, we're going to start with monetary dues, Hadomin. He says, Arei Elayim, I promise so much money to Hekdash. V'Ha'erichin. He says, I'm going to take the Torah's prescribed value of my personal self and donate that to the Beis HaMikdash. HaCharomen, he says, this is a Cherem. See Rashi and Tosfos, see the Tereyevan, what the deal is with this. He says, Arei Cherem. Then also he has that be putting this object in the monetary value of Hekdesh, the Hekdeshus, again, or he makes it Hekdesh, it's the way if you said it, Harezul Hekdesh, whatever, then he would make an object Hekdesh. Again, this is all monetary transfer, monetary dues to Hekdesh. Or Karbonis, Chatos v'Shamas Olus u'Shlamim. Karbonis that he has to bring, a Chatas, an Ashim, an Ola, a Shlamim, right? That he has an obligation to bring, whether it be a Dov, whether it be a Chatas, or Chiyav. Tzedakah, Sumaisris, he promised to give Tzedakah. Umaisris, or Maisris, he separated Maisr. He has only three regalim until he gives it to a Levi. A Bechor, he has to give it to the Kohen. He has three regalim to do that. Umaisr, or Maisr Behema, after he separates it, he has three regalim to bring it. Upesach, or Pesach, again, we learned out that a Korban Pesach that missed Pesach, for whatever reason, is later on brought as a Shlomen. You have three regalim to bring it as a Shlomen. Leket Shech of Apeya, Tosa speaks out, is where you forgot to take the Leket Shech of Apeya. I'm sorry, is where you took it You took it, but with intention to give it to the aniyim. So you weren't supposed to take these things. Leket is harvesting. Some of it dropped down. Tushi bolim generally. Shikha, you forgot the heart. You already piled it up in the field, but you didn't bring it in, and you left two piles. You forgot it. That two piles goes to the aniyim. Peah, you leave the corners of your field to the aniyim. What if you took it with the intention, not knowing? You took it for the aniyim to give it to the aniyim later on. Now that's going to be like a, there's a lot to say in that tosos, and that's not tosos. I'm simplifying. If you want to go into it, it's just right here. But you took it for the aniyim, to give it to the aniyim later on. Then you have to give it. You shouldn't have taken it. You should have left it. So you have to give it back to the aniyim. So you have three regalim to do it. You have a bata acher. Another idea Tosa says is that if they didn't, Tosa has another way of how you would get bata acher by like chichvapeya, is he says if there are no aniyim, although you're allowed to bring it into your house, you still have to give it to the poor people. You're allowed to then bring in the shichvapeya like chichvapeya into your home. You can bring it in, but you must later on distribute it to the poor if there are no aniyim around, no poor people. Okay. And any of these obligations, once it passes three regalim, you're over about to acher. So this Tana, we mentioned a lot of cases, this Tana holds that the that you have about to acher on three regalim in any order. Rabbi Shimon Amer Shlosh Regalim Kesidrin. The Hagamatzah's Trila, Rabbi Shimon, we already know, holds that the order of the three regalim has to begin with Pesach. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kivin Shavar Alein Regal Echad over about to acher. If you pass over one regal, then you already are over about to acher. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kimin she'avru aleihen shnei regalim over about the acher. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds two regalim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Kimin she'avru aleihen chagas sukkos over aleihen about the acher. It doesn't matter when, but when you go over chagas sukkos, then you're over about the acher. Okay, there's a lot of opinions, and we're going to go through each one. That's going to be the remainder of our discussion today and a little bit of tomorrow. So we say the following. We say, my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? That any three regalim, if you go over any three, in whatever order, you will be over about the acher. In Parshas for A, at the end, it discusses all of the Moedim. It's always Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, in A and M, or that's where we talk about the Moedim. So it finishes off with a pasuk that says the following. Three times a year, right? We all know it from Musaf, Shalosh ben B'shana, Yerek Kol Zohorches, B'nei Hashem Elokech, B'malkam Asher Yivchar, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, V'lo Yeroa Espanai, Espanai Hashem Reikam. And you shouldn't come to visit me, Reikam, empty-handed. Three times a year you'll come to visit me, Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, and don't come empty-handed. You only have to bring your Olas Re'iyah. Fine. So we didn't have to recap on having to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Chag HaSukkos. We already talked about the Moedim. We already discussed, that's what we've been talking about so far. So just say, whenever you come, Shlosh Pam B'Shana, you'll come, and later upon Erekam. You have to tell me the Moedim. We know what the Moedim are. So we say, it must be it's coming to Adam, Bata Acher. V'Leir upon Erekam, don't come without your dues. What you owe me, make sure you bring now. Don't come here empty-handed. Make sure you bring what you owe me. When you come these three times a year. So we learn it's coming about the Acher to tell you that when you're over, when you pass over these three regalim, we don't necessarily, Tanakama holds the order's not specific, but whenever you pass over the three regalim, you'll be over about the Acher. That's his limit from this from the fact that it has to say again, Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. We see three regalim is over about the Acher. We read that into the rest of the Pasuk of L'Yir, Espanei Hashem Reikam. Okay. To not see the encounter the Bunch of Lama empty handed. So we say the following. We say, Shmamina lebata acher must be it's going to tell me about the acher. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, who says it has to be in order, and it's Arach Lama Pachag HaSukkos, Shabbat Barakosiv. Rabbi Shimon points out that the last parsha, right before this pasuk, was discussing Chag HaSukkos. So the pasuk didn't have to then say, when it recaps the Moedim, it doesn't have to say Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. If you just added Chag HaMatzot and Chag HaShavuos, I would already put in Chag HaSukkos because that's what we were talking about so far. Before this pasuk, we've been talking about the Chag of Sukkos. So why does this pasuk say Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos? Right, Laman, then why does it say Lama Shezeh Achron? To tell you it's in this order, and Sukkos is the last of the order. To tell you that the order is specific. And that's where Rabbi Shimon learns out that it has to be Matzis, Shavuos, Sukkos. It has to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Because why else do we have to say Sukkos in there? Must be, we're already talking about Sukkos, must be to show you that this is the order, and Sukkos is the end. Rabbi Meir, my time, where does Rabbi Meir get to say that you're about to Acher once you pass over one regal? The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "Ubasa shama veheveisim shama." The pasuk says that you will bring all of your kabbanis. Ubasa shama, you will come to the base of Mikdash, v'hevesem shama, and you'll bring there all of your oloseichem v'zivcheichem, all of your kabanis and all of your dues, all of your oaths to the base of Mikdash, you will bring becharis bekarchem, etc., trumas yedchem, everything. You'll bring it to the base of Mikdash. So we have that one pasuk ends about having to all come to the base of Mikdash. You'll only come to the place where I rest my shechina in, ubasa shama, you will come there, v'hevesem shama, and you will bring there your dues, your kabanis, and your trumas yedchem v'chulu. So we see that that's the chiyuv. When you come, you bring. So one regal. Whenever you come and you don't bring, you're already over about to acher. That's Rabbi Meir's observation from that pasuk. We say, Rabbanan Ahula Aseh. The Rabbanan say, no, that's not about to acher. That's not showing on the los aseh about to acher. That's a separate mitzvah aseh, that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah aseh to fulfill your obligation immediately. But it's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate inyan. It's a separate aseh. It's not reflecting or explaining the los aseh of ba'al ta'acher, to not push off your dues. Just not say to bring it when you first come.
So when you bring the carbon that you're, over your.
You'll be over the aseh on that first yontif. You would be over in that first aseh. If you come during a regal and you don't bring a carbon you already owe, you'd be over an aseh of avosah shama uvehevesim shama according to the rabbanan, and you'd be over ba'al ta'acher also according to Rabbi Meir. Maybe only about the acher. We'll see if Rabbi Meir came with the Amar Le Rechmana. I say, says Rabbi Meir, since we already have, he sounds like he agrees to the essay that the Torah is really telling you bring it. That's an essay, right? So he says, came with the Amar Le Rechmana. I say, velo I say, since the Torah told him to bring it, he doesn't bring it. So Rabbi Meir comes about the acher. He's already about the acher. About the acher is don't delay. So when do I set the time standard of what's called delaying? Well, the Torah already told you a standard of one regal. Bring it one regal. So once you don't bring it one regal, you're already over about the acher, but he agrees that really the pasuk is expressing an assay, but from that assay, memela, by default, we understand about the acher. Right? The Rabbanan, again, might say that this is an assay. We don't want to say this is reflective about the acher, whereas the pasuk of Chagamatzos HaGashvuos HaGasukas ends on velo yiroot es pnei Hashem reko, which is a lashon velos assay. So you can read that more into the los assay of ba'al ta'acher. Okay, so we got Rabbi Meir. We're halfway down the price. Let's keep going. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, my time at the Chassid. What's Pshat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held that once you pass over two Moedim, you are over on ba'al ta'acher. Where does he get that opinion? My time at the Chassid, the pasuk says, Eile tasu l'Hashem b'moedeichem. It's going on that this you will do to Hashem in your Moedim. Levad, min didrech, min didvaseichem, besides all of the Kabbalists mentioned above this pasuk, besides all the other things you have to bring, you'll also bring b'moedeichem. That's the mashmos. So that's the implication. So the nedavas, the nedarim, etc., olos, menachas, everything you bring, the moedeichem, besides these specific karbanos that we mentioned above that are specific to the moedim. So elatasu lashem b'moedeichem, you'll bring them b'moedeichem, and we say in your moedim plural, and me at moedim shnayim. Plural, the lowest implication that can have is two. At least we hear out two. So I hear out two moedim. You will bring you will do this to the rabbanos. You'll bring these karbanos, all of your karbanos besides the karbanos achad. You'll bring b'moedeichem. You'll bring within two regalim. Rabbanan, how did the Rabbanan use this pasuk? Again, the Rabbanan who don't hold this limit of two regalim, the Tanakama and everyone else, how do they understand it? Who lich the Rabbi Yoina, they learn this pasuk like the statement of Rabbi Yoina. The Amar Rabbi Yoina, hukshu kolamodim kulam zelazesh, kulam machaber matumis mikdash v'kotshov. We learn out that it says b'moadeichem isn't coming to tell you about the acher, it's just coming to say that all of the moadim, that pasuk b'moadeichem plural, is a separate limit, is coming for a separate limit, to be makish all of the moedim together, to put together all of the moedim, to express all the moedim together, to tell you that all of them, the carbon musaf, I think, is mechaper on tumis mikdash v'kotshev, is mechaper on the avera of eating, of coming into the base of mikdash when tame, or eating karbonis when tame, which is an avera. The musaf Rosh Chodesh is also mechaper on that. We learned this all out in Shavuos, really. Okay, so that's a separate limit to compare all the modem together. That in that aspect, they're all similar. So we call it b'modeichem plural, not to darshan out anything legabe a plural for the purposes of ba'al ta'acher. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, my timer. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that when you pass over Chag HaSukkos, that's the point. It doesn't matter when you started, but once you pass over Chag HaSukkos, then you're already over about the acher. The Tanya, that we still learned in the Brayser, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amir, Lo Yeomer Chag HaSukkos Shibud Debar Kosev. Again, the same observation as Rabbi Shimon above. We already, again, we're going back to that parsha in Re'e. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Le'iras, Pnei Hashem Reikam. Right? So he says, again, we left off talking about Chag HaSukkos. The parsha before this pasuk was discussing Chag HaSukkos. Why does it have to say it again? Lama Nemar, why does it say Chag HaSukkos here? Lomar Shezeh Gareim. To tell you that Chag HaSukkos is the Gareim. Chag HaSukkos is what makes or breaks Balta Acher. It's the Gareim. It's the cause of Balta Acher. Whereas Rabbi Shimon just said, Lomar Shezeh Acherin, to tell you that that's the order. And this is the end. It ends with Chag HaSukkos. He says to tell you it's all about Chag HaSukkos. That's the understanding of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer, so now we're going to go back. So we've explained all the opinions. Now we're going to go back. There were two, most of the opinions, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tana Kama, all learned out, whether it's three Sukkos or three Keseder, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, it's all going to be from that pasuk in Re'e, right? Of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Liroes Pnei Hashem Reikam. So what about the other opinions? What do they do with that pasuk? We dealt with how the other opinions deal with the pasukim of Rabbi Meir, of Rabbi Elazar, of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But we didn't discuss how Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov deal with the pasuk in Re'e, with the pasuk of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So that's what the Gemara is now going to come back and deal with. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Meir says you're over on Balta Acher by one regel. Or Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov from the pasuk of Ubasa Shama Veheves Mishama. Or Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that you're over on Balta Acher once it passes two regel because of Ilatasu Lashem B'moadeichem. What do they do? What do they do with that pasuk of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos? Miboyo lehu, they use it like the Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oishia, like Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Oishia. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oishia, that said Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Oishia. Minayin la'atzeres sheish la'tashlumin kol shiva, what do you mean that atzeres has tashlumin kol shiva? If you don't bring the carbon chagiga, there's a carbon chagiga that you bring on the yontif, that you would eat as part of the simchas yontif. So if you bring that carbon chagiga, if you don't bring it on Shavuos, the first day, and again, there was only one day of Shavuos as a yontif, but minayin la'atzeres sheish la'tashlumin kol shiva. How do we know that if you don't bring the chagiga on the first day of Shavuos, which is the only day of Shavuos, you have 7 days to bring the carbon chagiga, again, the lashon of chag, of the yontif, you can bring it, which is was a carbon shlomim, you can bring it all seven days after that. You have a 7 day period, well, not 7 days after, but 6 days after. You have a 7 day period in which to bring the carbon chagiga, even though the yontif of Shavuos is only 1 day. That's the question. Where do we know that you have tashlumin kol shiva? You can make it up all 7 days. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, b'chag HaMatzos, b'chag HaShavuos, b'chag HaSukkos. The pasuk says, again, didn't need to say it, now it compares, it brings together Chag HaMatzos with Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaSukkos. Makish Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaMatzos, comparing Shavuos to Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos yesh l'tashlumi kol shiva, af Chag HaShavuos yesh l'tashlumi kol shiva. Right, just like Pesach, if you don't bring the carbon chagiga the first day, you have 7 days to bring it, you can bring it until Shavuos Pesach. So too, you have the entire yontif to bring this carbon chagiga. So too, if you don't bring the carbon chagiga on the first day of Shavuos, even though you don't have a 7 day yontif, still it'll be like Pesach, Legabe this inyan that yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. You can bring it, you can make it up, you can tashlumin, you can pay it up, you can bring the carbon chagiga all 7 days, i.e. 6 days after the first day. Okay. V'likish l'chag HaSukkos asks the Gemara, why don't we compare this to Chag HaSukkos? Why don't we say it's like Chag HaSukkos? Because it's brought together with matzahs and with matzahs, right? After we say Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, you can put it back on Chag HaMatzos, you can put it with Chag HaSukkos. Afterwards, right, Malahel and Shmona, Afkan Shmona. Just like by Sukkos, you can bring the carbon chagiga 8 days if you don't bring it the first day, so too, by Shavuos, you should have an 8 day period to bring it, i.e., 7 days after the first day of Shavuos. 7 days after the Yontif of Shavuos, you should still be able to bring the carbon chagiga. Shmini regal b'fnei atzma, who the Gemara answers that we have a klal that the Rabbanan generally say that Shmini atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzma. It's a regal by itself. It has its own halachas as and it's recognized as its own yontif. Therefore, we want to say that the carbon chagiga can only be brought 7 days for Sukkos. It wouldn't be the yontif doesn't extend to 8 days. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Imur de'amrin and Shmini regal b'fnei atzma hu le'inyan pazar kashav. This that we say that Shmini is a regal b'fnei atzmo, Shmini atzeres, the 8th day of Sukkos is its own yontif, that's only in your Pizar Keshav. And I hope everyone remembers Sukkah well enough they don't have to go into that because that's going to take a long time. Pizar Keshav means it has its own halakhas regarding the division of the Karbanis, it has its own Shechianu, it has its own regal, it's called its own yontif, it has its own name, it's not Sukkos, it's Shmini atzeres, it's carbon, it has its own standard of Karbanis, as to which karbanos were brought. Again, pay is the fias that they would do a lot to who would bring it. Karbanos or which karbanos were brought. They were different karbanos. It was much less than was brought during Sukkos. Shin is the shear. The shear was lamnatzeich al shminis. It was a different shear than was said the rest of Sukkos. And base is bracha, that they would make a bracha on it, le shalom amalchus or something like that. Shai mavarch bracha laatz mavarchin hayu es amelach. They would be mavarchin es amelach on it. Zechel lechanukas abayis is brought. It's brought in melachim aleph. So they would make a bracha for the king on Shmini Atzeres. Fine. So those are the inyanim, but aval inyan tashlamin deviya kol tashlamin derishin hu. But everyone agrees that regarding paying up the chagiga of the first day of Yontif, everyone agrees that that is, it goes back on the first day of Yontif, you can pay it up. Did not. Mi shelo chag Yontif rishin shel chag chogiges kol regel v'yomtiv ha'achron shel chag. Somebody can bring the chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, can do it the rest of the regel, including the rest of the Yontif, including the last day, including Shmini Atzeres. So why don't we go with 8 by Sukkos? Why do we go by 7 by Matzahs as far as paying up the doing tashlumin of the chagiga for Shavuos? Answers the Gemara, the fasta maruba let the fasta, the fasta maruba the fasta. The Gemara answers that fasta maruba let the fasta, when you have a choice of going with a higher number or a lower number, you go with the lower number. What is the implication? What does the Torah want from me? Well, this is the, we go by the minimum implied requirement, and that would be 7, not 8. So the fasta maruba let the fasta maruba the fasta. I'm going to point out something real quick, we're already finished. We see by Tosa says Chiromin, he says when you promise to make these, we have Vata Acher. So what about tzedakah? You're right, you get a Mishaberach, right? And the Gabbai, you know, said you get a Mishaberach, you know, Chai Dalar, and you make the Mishaberach. How long do you have to pay it? Is that included in Vata Acher? So the Rabbeinu Tam Paskins brought in Tosa Tibimas Chiromin that tzedakah that they promised to give to a Gabbai has Vata Acher to it from giving it to the Gabbai. It doesn't matter. The Gabbai, once he has it, he doesn't Vata Acher regarding the distributing it to the Aniyim. He doesn't have Vata Acher on that. But from the time you make the promise to the time you pay the Gabbai, you do have Vata Acher on that. He adds another line of Amasha Adam Noder Biyad Atzmo, like a Sheyirtsa, when an average person promises by himself, but when he wants to give it, that doesn't have Vata Acher. You have to know what that last line means. Now, Lamaisa, this makes a big enough gemina. If you're the treasurer of a shul, you're a Gabbai, and you're billing statements, you might want to add that Tosfos at the bottom of the statement there. That's about the Acher.